time for Radio Royalty with James Golden and America's Princess of Policy, Princess Di.
That's about right. Hello, Princess Di. Welcome to our show. How are you this afternoon?
I am fabulous. How about you, James?
Oh, I am doing okay. A little bit, you know, I'm still kind of stunned by this back and forth business with Blinken. And not one, it's a different story every day with this guy and with this entire administration, but oh well.
Oh well.
Which brings me to the point. There is an op-ed in the old gray lady today. That would be the New York Times. Another failed presidency at hand. And I wanted to get your take on this. I found it interesting when I perused it, and I said, I wonder what more domestic policy advisor would think of this. So please do tell. Do tell.
Well, this is really entertaining because it's by Brett Stevens, who is a never-Trumper. He's a columnist now, regular columnist for the New York Times. He's former editorial page director of the Wall Street Journal. He is, like many of the never-Trumpers, believes that the only true conservative left is a Biden voter. So a year ago, he called himself a Biden conservative in the New York Times, and he predicted how wonderful a Biden presidency was going to be and how Biden wasn't going to drive the country into a ditch. He was going to bring back loyalty and decency. So this today's article should be titled, I Was Wrong About Everything. And so he really, all of a sudden, he doesn't really refer to what he claimed would happen during a Biden presidency, but he does admit, he said, Joe Biden was supposed to be a calming presence, exuding decency, moderation, and trust, a father figure who would restore dignity and prudence to the Oval Office. That's why I voted for him. And then he recounts instead all the other bad things that have happened. And he basically is focusing on Afghanistan. He's shocked that Biden was behaving as a liberal. And I want to point out something very interesting. There's a bookend to this piece in Politico today called There's No Good News, Biden's Rough Summer Puts
Yes.
on High Alert. You saw that.
I have it in my news stack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's the two numbers that I think are influencing both these articles, the number 54 and the number 63. Do you know what those two numbers may represent?
Explain.
Okay. The number 54 was how many Republicans won in the Clinton first midterm election.
Wow.
It flipped the House and also 8 senators. 63 was the number under Obama. His first midterm, 63 seats went Republican. So all of a sudden, when Biden has a slim margin, he can only lose 2. It's now 220 to 212 Dems over Republican seats. And so really, it takes a 218 majority to win a vote in the House of Representatives. And so if the Dems lose 2, not much less 54 or 63, which it looks likely with the anger being built for the midterms. I think that all of a sudden, a lot of the political graybeards, the wise ones, are looking at this is going to be a wipeout in the midterms. And they're starting to put the little red flags out there that this is looking really dangerous. And I think Brett Stevens is a reliable establishment figure for the Republican side. And he is now acting shocked that this is a mess now. And I do think that's the larger context, that all of a sudden the establishment figures are looking at the poll numbers. They're looking at the anger. They're looking at the, you know, whenever Biden goes anywhere, there are certain chants that get.
Yes, it's the FU chant, F Biden. He shows up in New Jersey. They've got signs. F. Yes. Biden. You got kids sticking their middle finger up, which I think, by the way, is disgraceful.
Yeah.
You don't teach your young children to at least teach them to respect the presidency, even if it is being inhabited by this man.
I didn't do that. I agree with you completely. However, that does point to the growing anger out there. This Afghanistan thing, I say thing, the events, the debacle, where literally we did such an un-American thing of leaving troops behind, leaving Americans behind. We don't do that. That is something that is not a partisan position. And I think it shocked regular people. The inside the beltway people are trying to pivot and go to domestic and talk about other things. But this is going to reverberate for years.
Well, I will remind you that the first ever Golden TIPP poll, the Golden Tip poll yesterday, from the most accurate pollster in America, that's who we're working with to do these polls, every demographic, including Democrats, the majority of Democrats disapprove of Joe Biden's handling of Afghanistan. When you say there's a lot of anger about it, it is bipartisan anger. This is not just a partisan position.
And I think that this was possibly a fatal error for Biden, because as with Bush Sr., when he ran on no new taxes, and then he raised taxes, that really collapsed his presidency. Joe Biden was supposed to be an adult. That's how this was sold to American people, American voters, which is the adults are back in the room. You're not going to have the Trump whatever chaos. And to have this be the first major geopolitical decision that people know about, how is this adult? This isn't even American to leave our people behind. It is inexcusable. And the fact that they seem to have done it on purpose and they have no story as to how this came about other than, yep, we're leaving them, is, I think, going to reverberate for more than just the midterms. I think this is going to affect elections going forward for you.
Now, I want to go to one of those numbers you said, because you said under the Obama number, what was the number under Obama, the losses?
63 for his first midterm, 63.
Okay.
So,
now,
that was where he called it a shellacking, if you recall.
I do recall that, but the number wasn't 63. The number was over 700. I forgot the exact number.
Right.
The real number was over 700.
Yes.
Right. Because they lost state legislatures. Democrats were wiped out. I remember Rush used to talk about it. He said, down to the dog catchers. They were wiped out down to the dog catchers. Right?
Yes, exactly right.
Right. And so I think that's what is happening now. And I think part of that is going to be the other issues that are going on the local level. You pointed out that on one of our Saturday shows, that people are coming out of their houses and going to school board meetings to protest this critical race theory crap being put into their schools against their wishes. They are becoming aware of what is happening on the local level. I will also tell you that everyone sees the pictures, Diana. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of these hoodlums walking out of Lowe's with shopping carts filled with stolen merchandise.
Yep.
And one stops them.
It's basically legal now to steal.
It is legal to steal.
Illegality is legal. Which people cannot understand in regular America. It's inconceivable. And also, don't forget, James, you've got inflation, which is insane. I don't know if you heard the spokesperson today on the Biden team basically saying, well, if you don't count the cost of pork and beef and chicken, and he named all these other things. Well, in that case, inflation isn't so bad. Well, yeah. I mean,
if you don't count the stuff that people buy, inflation is not a problem.
Yes. So you have rising crime, as you mentioned, you have inflation, you have the pocketbook issues, the dinner table issues, as they used to be called, the things that affect regular people. Plus, what they see is very damaging to our troops who we love, which is not a partisan position. And the 13 dead. I think that you have a growing confluence of assumptions among regular people that Biden is bad news. And that, I think, is going to determine the politics going forward, no matter what they try and pivot away from.
Well, I believe that you're right, and I think that they have every reason to be nervous. Maybe not this Saturday, But I definitely want to talk with you about that story that I dug up the other day. And I did not spend enough time with it yesterday. This was the one that out of Baltimore, where this kid thinks he's going to graduate high school. And it turns out in Baltimore that and over the past 4 years of high school, Diana, 4 years in high school, he has passed exactly three classes. Three classes in 4 years. And he's in the top half percent of his school in terms of students. I mean,
it's criminal. I mean, what is being done to an entire generation of kids who are stuck in these schools? I think that there's no excuse, and I don't understand why there isn't political accountability for this.
I do not either, and I think that, see, this is one of the things that I think has to happen. And I cannot tell you how much that story bothered me. And in the story, as you get into it later, they put the mom up almost as she's some sort of victim in this, too. The school didn't tell her how bad her son was doing. But, Diana, if you are in the house with your kid at least some of the time and they're in school, don't you see if they're studying? Don't you see if they're doing well? Why haven't you been up to the school in 4 years? You've never made a trip there to find out how your own kid is doing in school. I think that
during COVID, there was no excuse because you're in the room. You see, you know, what's being done on Zoom in the classroom. I mean, this was across the whole country that parents, that's one of the reasons that parents are getting involved more, because they saw what was being taught. So I agree with you. There's a lot of blame in this kid's life. But
well, this is not, see, this is
widespread in cities. That needs to stop.
This kid is in the top half of his class.
Yeah.
He passed three classes in 4 years, and he's still in the top half of his class. What does that say about what is
the others? Yeah.
Right. And then let's extrapolate that out of Baltimore into every other blue city. And you want to know, Diana, if we don't get a handle as a nation on this, we are doomed as a nation.
You are absolutely right. I think it's a national emergency. And it has to be, you know how Biden's always talking about an all of government approach. He's talking about that for climate change and other things. But this should be not only an all of government approach to solve this, an all of society approach. Churches, all of our institutions need to go into emergency room because this is our future. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right.
This is the future of America. Diana Mee, domestic policy advisor, thank you. We will anxiously see what you bring to our radio table on Saturday and for the Saturday show. And thank you so much. We do appreciate
you. Thank you, James. Appreciate you. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly here, WABC Talk Radio 77. Yes, we are going to take your calls after this. Don't go away.